Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm excited about our good friend Tom Borg being back on the show. Tom has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Tom Borg Consulting, LLC. He's a consultant, a speaker, a trainer, and author of the new book. It's called True Small Business Brilliance, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Tom Borg, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
So, Tom, it's good to have you here, as always, and, you know, I wander around the marketplace locally and across the country and over the years, and I love, whenever wherever I am, I do my best to go visit some small business owners, just walk in the store and maybe probably buy some stuff from them, you know, and maybe a meal or a souvenir or something. And I ask them, I talk to them, you know, how's your business, that kind of thing. And I walk in, and I'm, more times than not, I don't get the feeling that the people there are as excited to see me as I think they ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say me, I don't mean me, Jim Blasingame, although I can't imagine why that wouldn't be make you excited. But I'm talking about me. Somebody with money in my pocket, right? A customer, a warm body walking in, there was a place. It was a place not long ago that I was going to buy something, a pretty significant piece of equipment, and I got there at 3:59 according to my watch, not knowing anything about their closing hours, and found out they closed at 4:00. Who closes at 4:00? And guess what? Guess what? If it was anything, it was 4. They were standing inside, looking at me with the door closed, and wouldn't come and open the door, even though there's nothing inside that costs less than $300.
Wow.
But they would not let me in. Guess what? I went somewhere else and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand that kind of, I've never been able to be that independent in my business. Have you?
No, I haven't.
What do we got to do?
Well, first, Jim, as we might have mentioned before in our program, we've got to start at the top. Got to start with the business owner, whether he or she knows what's actually going on in their business. Now, do they have the right attitude, first and foremost, to create that kind of a customer-friendly environment? Secondly, are they educating their employees to the way they want to do business in terms of how the policy of the organization is set up to serve the client? Are these employees on board with that? First off, did the owner or the management team, did they hire the right people? But then did they train them? That's very important. So it starts at the top, right attitude. Now, I was in a restaurant a couple of months ago, haven't been back, and you'll know why in a moment. I was in there with a couple of friends, and I was asking the waitress, did you guys ever think about carrying a certain type of bread, you know, gluten-free bread? And she said, oh, no, we don't do anything like that. Well, is the owner wrong? Oh, the owner doesn't come in here anymore. I'm thinking to myself, the owner doesn't come into his own restaurant.
And there's nobody there to keep up with what's going on these days.
Yeah, and so here we go. We've got an issue there that they're out of touch with what their customers really want. And, of course, if the owner's not there, you know, what are these employees going to do? So,
did you ask who's in charge?
I didn't ask that question.
That would be the next question, right? Who's in charge
here?
Are the inmates running the asylum here?
So, that's about what it sounded like.
Yeah. So people, and let me tell you one other thing I want to stick in here. My two columns the last 2 weeks have been all about what I'm calling a vacuum that I believe is occurring right now on Main Street. as Macy's and Sears and Kmart and a bunch of other stores are closing literally thousands of stores on Main Street across the country. I say thousands, hundreds, probably a thousand altogether, but hundreds, sometimes each case. That's leaving what I'm calling a high-touch vacuum, Tom, where people are still going to want to go in a store and get stuff, but those guys aren't going to be there. This is an opening for small businesses if they'll step up their game. What do you think?
That's an absolutely powerful point there, Jim. That's looking ahead to the future. And you're right. If small businesses realize that they've got such an opportunity in that respect, but also they're in touch with their customers and clients, and they're able to make changes in their policies much faster than a larger organization.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk some more about
these large companies
with Tom after these messages. He's got some ideas on how you and I can do a better job of being more relevant to our customers. Make sure that we make it easier for them to do business with us. Folks, that's what we got to do. It's not their job to wake up wondering, how can I work harder to do business with you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.